Within 40 years, more than 800,000 of us will be living with dementia. That's unless a cure is found. A new report from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare also shows that dementia is now the second leading cause of death for Australians and the leading cause of death for women in Australia. Despite more of us being affected, Dementia Australia warns both patients and carers expect to be discriminated against because of a lack of understanding about this disease. Murray McCabe is the Chief Executive of Dementia Australia. Murray, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you so much, Fran.
You describe dementia as one of the major chronic diseases of this century. How widespread is it within Australia at the moment?
In Australia right now, we've got around 480,000 Australians living with dementia. And by 2058, without a breakthrough of some sort, we expect that to be around 1.1 million people. And we've got about 1.6 million involved in the care of people living with dementia.
And is this number growing, and is it just growing because we're aging, or are there other factors here? Do we know, as dementia is becoming, more of an epidemic, it's been described in some places, what that is about?
Well, our increase in longevity is certainly one of our greatest accomplishments, but it also brings with it some of our greatest challenges, and dementia is one of those challenges. So mainly it's an increase as it's more likely as we age, and age is the biggest risk factor, but there are also other risk factors as well, so such as heart disease, diabetes. Anything that affects our vascular health can increase our risk of dementia. And even COVID-19, Fran, the research is showing that the effects of acute infection on the brain can make people more susceptible in the future to dementia.
So let's talk about that. How many different types of dementia are there? What's the main types?
The main type is Alzheimer's disease, but there are about 100 different types, and about 60% of people with dementia have Alzheimer's disease. But there's types such as frontotemporal dementia, dementia with Lewy bodies, vascular dementia, just to name a few.
The vascular ones, the heart disease, the diabetes, does that lead to Alzheimer's? Does that lead to something else? Because that's something that lifestyle can improve upon, you would think.
Well, that's right. And what the research is showing is certainly that lifestyle can make a difference. Now, of course, there are no guarantees, but they say that we can definitely reduce our risk of developing dementia by ensuring that we eat well, that we exercise our body and our brain, we look after our blood pressure. Hearing loss is one that people don't know about, can increase our risk of developing dementia. So if people notice hearing loss, please get it checked. High blood pressure is another one. And we know that when that's treated, that can actually improve our cognition if there's been an issue there. So there are a number of things that we can do to reduce our risk of developing dementia.
Can I just ask you something like hearing loss? You say if you notice it, get it checked. But does that mean that if you live with hearing loss, you're more likely to get dementia, or hearing loss is a sign that there's some damage being done? Can you reverse that? What do you mean go get it checked?
Well, get it checked. We can reverse hearing loss. I mean, there are certainly treatments for hearing loss.
Oh, we can reverse hearing loss, but does that reverse the effect on dementia?
No, and it just increases the risk. Because people have hearing loss doesn't mean they will get dementia. It just means it can increase the risk of developing it.
Now, this survey has found that 75% of people who identified themselves as at risk of dementia indicated they expect they will be treated differently if they are diagnosed. What is the lived reality of living with dementia, and how you're treated, accepted, what occurs to you in a sense?
Well, Fran, what our clients share with us and carers is that it is the most profoundly isolating condition. And when people share with others that they have dementia, they are more likely to be excluded from family events, from social functions, friends stop calling, and they say that it is so demoralising and debilitating. And that has then its own challenges, because that can lead to depression, and that can then increase the symptoms of dementia. So it's a vicious circle. And we really want to raise awareness about dementia, educate the public so that as a community, we can be more supportive and be more informed.
And why do you think that is, that when there's a diagnosis, that people stop calling, people stop visiting? Are people frightened of it, or is there a sense that those of us who don't have dementia somehow think that if you've got it, you can't sort of take things in, you don't notice if you're not being visited?
I think it's a little bit of both, but fundamentally it's a lack of understanding. And people, I mean, dementia is largely an invisible disability, and what we can't see, we often don't understand, and what we don't understand, we tend to avoid. And that's the experience of people living with dementia, that they are being avoided.
Are there good examples of health practices, communities, businesses thinking more kindly about the dementia community but also having an impact on it? If we think about the ABC series, Old People's Home for Four-Year-Olds, that intergenerational social experiment,
yeah.
I mean, it was beautiful to watch, but does it have an impact in terms of maybe not reversing the dementia but slowing it?
Well, I think one of the things around social isolation is that stimulus, for example, is a tenuous balance sometimes for people living with dementia. Too much can be overwhelming and confusing, and too little can cause an exacerbation of symptoms, as I mentioned earlier. So I think it's really important that, you know, keeping people engaged, and the aged care for four-year-olds is such a great example of that. And the more engaged people are with the things that they love, the people that they love, the better they will be able to live well with dementia.
Marie, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Fran.
Marie McCabe is the CEO of Dementia Australia.